producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. We were just having a discussion about superstition. And all right, this is one of my favorite questions having to do with superstition. Because I would argue, in fact, let's put that up on Facebook. What are you superstitious about and how do you combat it? All right? Because I would argue that everybody's superstitious. Do we have a Friday the 13th this month, I think? I think we do. I think it's, in fact, this week. Yeah.
It's this Friday.
Yeah, see? How you can tell that my unconscious sort of is much more aware of things than I am on some level. Yeah, but, all right, so hopefully we'll get that up in time to do on Friday, of what are you superstitious about and how do you combat it. Because I would argue that everybody's superstitious about something. And you may cloak it in different kinds of terminology, but it turns out to be the same thing, of wanting to have some control over things that are not under your control. Like, okay, if I win the lottery, and we make bargains sometimes. Our superstitions are probably a bargain. If I don't step on a crack, I won't break my mother's back, right? That's a contract. Or at least the makings of a contract. I'm not sure who signs the other side of it. If I say my prayers every night, then I won't die before I wake. Right? That's, which has always seemed to me a terrible prayer to expect kids to relax enough to go to sleep on. I know. Bad sentence. You don't use prepositions to end the sentence with. I know. Don't send me letters. Or if you do, well, you can send me letters. It's okay. All right. So my one of my favorite questions is, who's more superstitious, the offense or the defense? Would you like to take a guess at that? I've given you some hints, Trev. Do you want to take a guess?
Well, it is sports related, so it would be
Well, I know. That's why.
That's the defense.
Why? You're correct. Why?
Because I don't know. I don't even
I had a 50-50 shot, and why
because
not go for it?
50-50 shot, that's right.
All right, you're absolutely right, even though you have no reason for it. But guessing is good.
Where am
I? Flipping a coin, that's all right. No. Because, as I said, we have superstitions when we have no control. So in everything but baseball is the only exception where the defense has the ball. But the defense, defense is much. See, the thing is about being a generalist is, as you point out, I'm really good at segues. I can put things together that no one else would ever put together, which probably just slows me down. But the idea being that the less control you have, the more likely you are to be superstitious, the more likely you are to make deals in some kind of superstitious way. So let's put up on Facebook. We'll talk about that at the end of the week. The opposite of superstition is probably today's International Accounting Day. I would not want to go to a superstitious accountant, right? I want my accountant to be very logical and get all the numbers right. It's also Sesame Street Day. I actually, one of my TV shows was actually in their old studio, and I was up climbing around in the attic, which I am prone to do, and there were all these kind of Sesame Street sort of props and stuff. That was really fun. I sort of felt like they were watching over us a little bit. It's a Young Reader's Day, which everybody should do. Kids are actually reading more. Thanks, believe it or not. Do you know what the single fact of changing young reading habits has been?
What has it been?
You're not going to believe it. It's Harry Potter.
Oh, that's not surprising.
That got kids back to reading.
Harry Potter rules. I read it actually as an adult, and it's just,
yeah.
It holds up, man. It holds up.
I agree. I had no interest in it. I mean, I read a lot, but I don't read children's books. And my daughter said, Mom, have you read it? Oh, come on, hon. So they're really good, and they are. I've read all, yep. But I think I haven't read the last one.
I had the same attitude. Oh, that's silly. Why, just for kids. But yeah. No, it was good.
I also read the Twilight ones, which I don't think hold up quite as well.
No, I don't think I would do that.
And my latest thing, which I just finished, is The Martian, which is the book on which the movie was based, which much better than the movie. I thought the movie was great. But all the mistakes that they had in the movie are really not in the book. They just decided to be cinematic rather than scientific. which, I mean, if you're going to a movie, why not? And it's National Vanilla Cupcake Day. Now, what is more boring than a vanilla cupcake?
Probably nothing.
I agree. I mean, it sort of goes with the accountants. Oh, mm-hmm. Now my accountant's going to be really mad at me now. But I'll just tell him.
No offense.
Yeah, I'll just tell him that whose name we shall not speak, Voldemort. Ray Fiennes says that was the thing that ensured that his children and grandchildren would always love him, is he got to play Voldemort. He's a really nice guy. I ran into him actually in a restaurant, and he was very nice. On this day in history, Rene Descartes has the dream that inspires Meditations on First Philosophy. Okay, now, in 1619. Believe it or not, I just saw a movie, which I highly recommend, and I don't even know when it's coming out. It's called The Girl Queen. And it's about Christina, who was queen of Sweden. And when Sweden was just coming, just about, and the reason it made me think about it is that she writes a letter to René Descartes. And her father dies. She becomes queen as a very young girl. And everybody's trying to marry her off. And she doesn't want to be married. And she's very scientific, and she sets up a correspondence with Descartes, who's been thrown out of, he got thrown out of France, I think he got thrown out of Holland as well, for saying that the Earth rotated around the Sun rather than vice versa. And so he ended up in Sweden for a while with Christina. It's a fascinating movie, which I knew nothing about that kind of history, so it was just a really kind of cool thing. I have no idea what that sound was from my computer. I'll just hope that I'll ignore it and it'll go away. In 1766, the last colonial governor of New Jersey, William Franklin, not, I assume, no relation to Ben, signs the charter of Queens College, which was later renamed Rutgers. There you go. 1766, pretty darn early. In 1775, the United States Marine Corps is founded at Tun Tavern in Philadelphia by Samuel Nicholas. I've actually heard the Marine Corps band play a couple of times. Very impressive. In 1919, the first National Convention of the American Legion is held in Minneapolis, ending on November 12th. So, and the hangovers last until at least the 15th. I know, rude. In 1951, with the rollout of the North American Numbering Plan, dial direct coast-to-coast telephone service begins in the United States. Now, think about that. 1951. All right? So that's 64 years ago. Before that, you had to go through the operator, I think. I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, but think about it. It's only been 60-plus years that we've been able to direct dial somebody. I mean, there's going to be a whole generation of kids who are not going to understand so many things. Payphones are going to be a thing in the future. Have you tried to find a payphone recently?
No.
Yeah, if they exist, they usually don't have the handset on it.
Yeah, I saw the hull of one on the or the husk of one on a street one day.
I think they have one in the subways for reasons that aren't terribly clear. Although in most subways, your cell phone doesn't work. They're supposedly wiring the platforms, but I don't know that that's, I don't know it's very effective, and it's certainly not complete. So, but I haven't seen a working payphone. The last time I had anything to do with a payphone was over the summer, where I did the tour, the scary thing, the New York thing, the underground New York thing, and they used, it wasn't actually, I think, a working payphone, because they used it to call me and give me instructions about how to go to the next scary place. So, I mean, they're really going to be. And yeah, I saw a movie yesterday that was set in the 50s, and everybody's smoking like crazy. I mean, your throat actually hurts when you leave the theater. So much smoking was going on, and smoking in restaurants, and smoking in bedrooms, and people smoking in bed, in small spaces, in cars. You think, oh, well, I'm so
on
glad
planes.
That's not that anymore. On planes.
That
which was
crazy.
Disgusting. And remember, they used to have a non-smoking section, a smoking section, like somehow the air was going to know the difference.
I actually remember that.
Yeah. Unbelievable. If there's something in your mind you'd like to talk with me about, and you've given up smoking, hopefully you have, my darlings, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by Le Cig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. Le Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. Le Cig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to LeaveYourDiabetes.com for your free video. That's LeaveYourDiabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days. By going to LeaveYourDiabetes.com now.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, this is somehow symptomatic of our society, right? We've got two stories today that, first of all, says daily self-weighing can cause depression in young women. Like, duh, right? It can ruin your mood, wreak havoc with your self-esteem. Your weight is something that fluctuates depending upon the time and water levels, not to mention hormonal balance in your body. Young females who are into dieting and want to lose weight fast often find themselves depressed beyond relief when they begin the weighing game. When the weight won't budge, they tend to become disheartened and lose faith in the process. I would argue then when it does work, they feel positive, but I guess that's not part of the article. These females often fall prey to depression and low self-esteem. I would argue that they were already feeling that way before they got on the scale. This is a really bad article. They said 1,900 individuals participated in a famous study. Half of them were women. Their self-weighing habits were tracked along with their level of satisfaction with life. Those who frequently weighed themselves often tended to be cynical and lost hope very easily. Their mood suffered as a result. This is, among other things, bad science, because you had to sort of know how often, what their moods were before they were on weight. I mean, look, what was it? There's something like, I'm trying to remember the statistic, but it's some huge number. It's at least two-thirds, and I think it's actually larger than that, of women in this country at any particular time are on a diet. So they're saying, well, people who weighed themselves were prone to depression and yo-yo dieters. I mean, the point is that we have a society that really values women being skinny. I just saw a movie with a very famous actress who is anorexically thin. I mean, with huge fake breasts. So, like, duh. So, I mean, but this is bad science. But then the article that's right adjacent to it says, being normal weight with belly fat is more deadly than obesity. So no matter where you look, there are issues about your body and your weight. And, of course, whenever they're talking about things like that, we're not talking about men in general, even though men, we know, are very prone to all sorts of unpleasant processes when they are pear-shaped, right? We know that that's not a very good idea. We know that for both men and women, carrying fat around your midsection is known as, there's even a name for it, is that nice, central obesity, are at greater risk than people who are overweight or based on your entire body. In other words, the weight is spread all over your body as opposed to just at your gut, which we know. We know that for both men and women, it increases cardiovascular causes of death. And the idea being that that's not a very good place for anybody, but more men or women to carry weight. But the point being that instead of sort of talking about how to be healthy and the idea that there are different ways of being both healthy and physically attractive, we sort of focus on the whole idea of being thin. It turns out, although you don't really read those studies very often, that being underweight is almost as much of a health risk as being overweight. So, I mean, this is a society that just sends all sorts of really inappropriate messages to people. And, of course, if you look at all the ads for weight loss, it gives you a hint about why this happens. All right, so there you go. And if you Google anything, I don't know what pops up on your servers, but mine is, want to lose your belly fat? And then it's just selling you something. All right, and the idea is if you're normal weight but have belly fat, the idea is not to put on more weight so you can spread it around. The idea is to sort of be healthy. And the idea about visceral weight, which is apparently what it's called, is that that basically you need to know it's the idea the spare tire is the problem. But it's really, the problem is that it covers not only your belt buckle, but all your internal organs. And that's the problem, apparently. It's subcutaneous fat, and it can lead to insulin resistance. So you can get type 2 diabetes. So my point being that all this stuff about weight gives you all sorts of scary messages and not very many cures. Because you can say, well, if you're normal weight, what am I supposed to do? Good question. It's what you eat and how you eat and all sorts of things like that. I mean, every once in a while, the idea, I've seen, what, 3 or 4 movies in the last couple of weeks that suggest, I know, all my culture comes from movies. It's not true, but a lot of it does. That it's much easier to motivate people from fear than anything else. And I think we've somehow devolved into a society that's focusing an awful lot on what to be afraid of, what's gonna hurt us, what's going to kill us, what's going to make us sick, as opposed to being positive about things that can help us and make us live better lives and whatever. And, you know me, I spend a whole lot of time trying to convince people that happiness really is a choice, that what happens to you, you have essentially very little, if any, choice over. But how you respond is ultimately your choice. Okay, a couple more things about what's going on today, just because I think it's interesting. In this day in 1954, Eisenhower dedicated the Marine Corps War Memorial, which is known as the Iwo Jima Memorial, in Arlington National Cemetery. Do you know the story about that? Is that they reposed it three or four times before they took the picture? Do you know that story?
I guess I had heard that, yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it somehow seems peculiarly American, don't you think? I'm sure other countries do it as well. It's just that we seem to sort of, I don't know, maybe because we're a younger country, you know, I don't know that we want everything to be perfect, but somehow it just seems to me we walk to a slightly different beat than the rest of the world sometimes. I mean, I don't know that other countries would not rearrange people for a war memorial, but somehow you think that they're less likely to. I mean, for some reason, that really bothered me, which is kind of silly because, look, it's for perpetuity, and it was clearly meant to be an evocative kind of thing. But there's still that somehow made-up stuff is more effective than real life. And I think to a certain extent, it's kind of the Hollywood phenomenon. If it doesn't happen in movies, if it's not in the newspaper, it's not on the Internet, that it's not real. I don't think it's a very healthy way, and I think that gets back to the idea of the perfect body image and the inappropriate body images and things of that sort. But the Hope Diamond was donated to the Smithsonian. I think it was the Hope Diamond that was sent through the mail. Is that the one? I think it was. It was mailed from New York to Washington, and the idea was to show how reliable the mail service was. Did you know who donated? Well, you know because you looked at this, but you know who donated the Hope Diamond?
Tell me.
Harry Winston.
Oh.
Who did, I think, all of Elizabeth Taylor's diamonds. So there you go. Have you ever been to the Smithsonian? You know, the Smithsonian's like six museums, but have you ever been to see the Hope Diamond?
I have not. I would like to go.
It's very cool. They have it in this little sort of alcove off by itself. But it's all dark and lit, and it's very cool. I mean, the surroundings are dark, and the diamond is lit. NET National, which was the NET was the precursor to PBS, started in the United States with Sesame Street in 1969. Bill Gates in 83 introduced Windows 1.0, and incredibly, on this day in 1989, the German citizens began to bring down the Berlin Wall. You go, guys. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi.
Hi. I had a question regarding my brother. He was married 6 years ago, and his wife passed away from cancer. And he hasn't dated anyone since. And
how long ago did she die?
6 years ago.
Okay, how long were they married?
They were only married for like 6 months. They were together for about 2 years.
Okay, and how old's your brother?
He is turning 30 this year.
Okay, and how old are you?
I am 27.
Okay, so you're the baby sister.
Yes, and
okay.
I can tell he's really lonely. He's very, very shy, and I want to set him up with like a kind of like a eHarmony or some sort of Match.com kind of thing
okay.
to help him meet people. And my husband's been debating with me about it whether I should or not. So he thinks it's kind of invading into his life.
Would you do it without telling him?
Well, I was thinking I'd maybe just buy him like the gift certificate or something.
I think it's fine. I mean, I think I would look, worst case scenario that he decides not to do it.
Yeah.
I would sort of write his ad for him as well. I mean, why not? I think it's a lovely, charming thing to do. The other thing that you may want to do, and I have no objection to doing that, is get him dance someplace. Because first of all, dancing is got this huge urban craze now going, that there are dance classes every place, and they're quite often every night of the week, and they have group lessons where everybody learns to dance, and there are usually more women than men, and then you have a party where everybody practices dance. So it's kind of a fun way I've been to a couple of them, and I think almost everybody there is single. Mm-hmm. Maybe there are a couple somewhere, but these seem to be mostly single. And it's fun, and it's, you know, you get to meet all sorts of different people, and I like dancing, but it's a great thing for men to do just because there are usually fewer men than there are women.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay.
And look, the worst case scenario, you could say, Jennifer, you know, back off, at which point, I mean, I think it's fine.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I think it would really help him.
Yeah, and, you know, get him a copy of Dating for Dummies as well. I'll tell you what, if you buy Dating for Dummies, send it to me and I'll autograph it to him. You know,
okay.
Send it back to him. All right?
I will, thank you.
You're welcome. Rose, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Brown. I'm calling about the 8-year-old daughter of a friend of mine. My friend is 25, and we're starting to see situations where she's lying. So I have a couple of examples for you. I give the daughter, the 8-year-old, a gift each Valentine's Day to give to her mother. This year it was earrings and a necklace. So when she gives the gift to her mother, there's only a necklace, and it's obvious there were earrings there because there were holes for the earrings. So the mother asks her where the earrings are, and she said that they were meant for her. And so she said, well, let me see them, and she had lost them. Said she had lost them. So we don't know what to do about that. Then comes along another situation where the mother sent money for Girl Scout cookies to school, and when the cookies arrived back, they had $25 due. So she asked the daughter, and the daughter admitted to taking the money and spending it, but would not say what she spent it on. And so we're dealing with that. And then what happened most recently that she's very concerned about is that she found her pocket stuffed with Benadryl that she's been taking to school. And she is just very frightened that she might be trying to give
them to an 8-year-old drug dealer.
You know, and she doesn't have any excuses or reasons.
Well, all right, first of all, let's talk about the deep end about this, number one.
Okay.
Kids lie for the same reason adults lie, and it's certainly not unusual about this age for kids to sort of deal with the discrepancy between what they have and what they want by lying and or stealing, which are really very similar characteristics, as you know, number one. Number two, tell me, does this child have two parents or one parent?
One parent.
Where's dad?
Dad is has never been on the scene. But
is mom dating?
No, the mother just recently had a second child by another man.
Okay, well, that certainly explains a large part, doesn't it?
A large part. She's been living with this man for about 6 months, and he's very disrespectful to this 8-year-old child.
Well, and not only disrespectful. I mean, I think, I don't know how close you are to the mom, but I would say to the mom, clearly the kid is saying, I'm feeling ripped off, I'm going to rip everybody else off, and I need some attention, and I'm not getting it. I think the mom needs to, first of all, understand that an 8-year-old who's been an only child and a single parent's... Would you say the kid's 8 and mom's 25? So
right.
Mom had this kid when she was 16 or 17.
Yeah.
Been the only, you know, the only kid in the life. He's now got a competitor for mom's affection and a boyfriend who should not be living there without benefit of marriage. Thank you very much. A new baby, which is a competitor. And expecting this kid to what? Just roll with the punches? The mom needs to look at her own behavior much more carefully.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid is clearly being thrown into a tailspin. And I think the mom, do 8-year-olds lie? Yeah. But is this kid being put under enormous pressure for no particular reason except the mom is, and certainly mom having another child is her business, but mom, you know, having a man live there without, you know, who's not very nice to the kid, who I don't know how long mom's known the guy, but she's been living there for 6 months. Is this the father of the kid?
It is the father, so she's been with him a couple of years.
Well, they should either get married and
she's let made him leave now.
Pardon?
Just recently he has left the house.
Oh, great.
Although,
well, that, and that's going to be more disruptive as well.
Well, although he does babysit for the new infant, his
well,
son.
So, but what advantage is that to the 8-year-old? I mean, think about this from the 8-year-old's point of view. I've been the only person in mom's life. I know I'm different because I don't have a dad. All of a sudden, mom is distracted by this guy who tries to push me around. Mom now has a new baby that she cares more about, and this guy comes and sees the baby. So this baby not only gets mom, not only gets the attention, but has what I don't have, which is a dad. Mm-hmm. This kid, I mean, to say this kid is feeling ripped off doesn't begin to explain it. Now, if she had access to an Uzi, I think everybody would be in danger. And I'm not being flip. I'm mm-hmm. saying, why is this mother not taking better care of her kid than that? Why is mother not paying more attention? And the idea that we're now sort of all over the kid because the kid's stealing, understanding the mantra that kids would rather be praised than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. And this kid is feeling terminally ignored.
Okay.
So I think mom needs to clean up her act. She needs to invest more time in this kid. This kid may need a therapist, but she also may need allowance. That I mean, you giving something to the kid to give to her mother doesn't make any sense. I mean, I think that's
well, I was trying to teach her how to, you know, how to be giving because they never have money.
Well, but that doesn't teach her how to be giving. That if you want to give something to mother, you give something to mother. If you want the kid to give something to mother, then take the kid shopping and let her pick out something that makes sense to her. All she feels is a conduit. I mean, you talk about making somebody feel invisible. What does it mean to take to an 8-year-old who's feeling disrupted, who has nothing, to give her something pretty to give to her mother that she doesn't get anything of? That makes no sense, Rose.
Okay.
This kid is thinking. This kid feels that she has no value to anybody. And you using her as a conduit to give something to mom, I'm surprised the mom got any of it. I mean, somebody's got to tune into the fact that this kid is 8 years old, is being treated like she's 40, or dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
This kid, take this kid out and buy this kid something. Spend some time with this kid. Make this kid feel that she matters. Make her feel that she's a wonderful big sister. This kid is feeling, I mean, as I said, I think she's coping surprisingly well considering she's thinking. And we don't give 8-year-olds money to take to school. Okay. I mean, first of all, you give them a check if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we don't put temptation in the face of people who are 8 years old.
Okay, one more question. Her grades are, you know, have dropped dramatically
in
the last 6 months, right? No surprise after this. Would you suggest, because she loves wheelies and she's outgrowing a pair that she has, should we tie something like a new
pair? Why don't we make this kid feel good about herself for a change? Why don't we spend some time helping her study? Why don't we make her feel good about herself? I mean, I think you guys need, I think not only this kid may need a therapist, and I don't know how much you're involved with the kid's life, but this kid is sinking and nobody's paying any attention to her, and I think bribing her for grades is not the point at this moment. I think helping her to feel that she exists and that she matters is the issue.
You know, the best single way I think for us to deal with kids is just to remember what we would have felt like at the same time, at the same stage of our development. And it doesn't work 100% of the time, because you can say, well, I had both parents, or I did well in school, or I was, you know, I was the queen of the May or whatever. But it's a better place to start than forgetting. I read something a bunch of years ago that said, as adults, we all develop amnesia about our childhood, which is what allows us to view childhood as this carefree time. It's not carefree at all. It's a very scary time in that we don't have bills to pay, but we don't have very much personal freedom. We're told when to go to bed, what to eat, to be nice to grandmother and our little sister, to go to school, to behave at school, what we're supposed to learn. And we're always trying to figure out the right thing to do or to get away with what we know is the wrong thing to do. So it's not a carefree time at all. It's not just sort of butterflies and tulips. It's a very complicated time for kids. And if you can remind yourself of that, of how it felt when your mom paid attention to somebody else, or when mom and dad were fighting, you're going to have a lot better insight into how to behave toward a kid, as opposed to just looking at that kid and saying, bad seed. I mean, you know, there aren't good kids and bad kids by and large. There are just kids who get themselves in situations and they don't know how to get what they want. So they regress. They behave badly. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, the term has come up a lot in the last couple of days, which I guess means since we're early on in the week, it's come up a couple times this week already. So I thought what we'd talk about is self-esteem a little bit next hour. I mean, it's one of those things, it's kind of a... Well, my first thought was boomerang, but it's not that I throw it out there. It just keeps coming back over and over again, which isn't exactly what a boomerang does. A boomerang, you have to throw it out every once. You have to throw it out, and then it'll come back. And in theory, it only comes back once per toss. So that's really not a great metaphor. And I was going to say bad penny, but it's not really a bad penny per se, but it is a term that comes up a lot. So I thought we'd, since we're just at the end of the hour right now, I thought what we'd do is start off next hour with it. So if you have questions about it, that we talk about it next hour. This is one of those ongoing stories that we're going to be hearing a lot about because it's, I'm trying to think, Thursday is what, 2 weeks from, Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from Thursday, is that right? No, Thanksgiving is the 26th, so Thursday is, so it's 3 weeks.
Yes.
Thursday is the 11th, or the 12th, yeah, because it's Friday the 13th, so it's, Thursday would be, 3 weeks would be 21, so it's actually 2 weeks, I was right. See, you misled me by saying yes, do not agree with me when I'm wrong. Never agree with
Don't
him
just
when I'm
blindly
wrong.
Agree.
Yeah, you can tell I've taught him well. Yes, you're right. No, I'm wrong. It's 2 weeks. Can you believe that Thanksgiving is a little more than 2 weeks away, which means Christmas is like a little more than 6 weeks away. I don't know. This year is just anyway. So this is the ongoing issue. No longer do we worry about whether or not Christmas has become too commercial. It's always my favorite Ayn Rand comment is that. That Americans commercializing Christmas was the best thing that ever happened to Christmas. Before, it was kind of a dour holiday that was somebody that was born to die, and that's what people remembered about Christmas. And America just sort of hijacked the whole thing with the tree. Well, Germans actually did the tree, but they did tree with candles, which tended to burn people down. If you ever tried to put a Christmas tree in a fireplace, I did once, they're explosive. And that's where you get forest fires, is those pine needles get dry, and they literally are explosive, and then the sap is flammable as well. So do not try. I just decided 1 year to recycle my Christmas tree as firewood. Don't do that. Very stupid. And then you have to get somebody from the fire department to come and take the resin off of your chimney because it stays flammable. Do not try this at home. I mean, it just seemed to me this was sort of before ecology was very popular, so there weren't rules. So nincompoops like me thought, tree, firewood, easy, wrong. So the commercialization of Christmas meant that it was fun and you know, obviously very lucrative for some and put the energy into gift giving and stuff like that as opposed to somebody who was born to be martyred. But the fallout of that has become that Christmas starts earlier, often before Halloween, and that stores are opening instead of Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving, as you know, which is a huge day for retailers, that they started opening to get a jump on everybody else that would open on Thanksgiving. And then there was EMS, which is our favorite sort of company right now, because they're saying they're not even going to open on Black Friday. They want everybody to go and shop and hike rather than shop, which I thought was pretty cool. They're probably also a store realistically that's not going to do a huge amount of business the day after Thanksgiving, but I'm not trying to demean what they're saying. They said people should be with their families and outdoors, so they're not going to open on Black Friday. But the issue about opening on Thanksgiving, and of course the issue about opening on Thanksgiving, again, this is an issue of perspective. If you're looking at it as a shopper, I get to work off some of the turkey, and I don't have to be with my family, and everybody's watching football but me, and so I'll just go and shop. This will be great. Somebody has to run those cash registers, right? Which means that you're getting a whole group of people who are not necessarily given the option about whether to work or not. Now, quite often, I know people who volunteer because they're not crazy about their families, or they don't have any place to go, or they're on a diet, or they need the money. But that's still, I mean, there's still going to be presumably some percentage of people who would rather not be working that day. And to shop is obviously a voluntary act. To work may not be. Best Buy said it would host hours on Thanksgiving, same as last year. So they're calling it Black Thursday. But there are a whole bunch of stores that are now saying, we're not going to do this. Macy's is opening at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day, the same as last year. Toys R Us waited until midnight on Thanksgiving night to open in 2009, but opened at 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving the following year, so it's getting pushed back. See, I think opening at midnight is a whole different ballgame. By 2013, Macy's was opening at 8. This year, they're opening at 6. Toys R Us, Best Buy, and Target are sticking with the same Thanksgiving store hours for the second year in a row, 5 p.m., 5 p.m., and 6 p.m. So all of them, I guess, let you have your turkey if you're going to have it early. Staples is going to stay closed on Thanksgiving. H&M, it won't bother opening on the holiday. Both of them opened last year on Thanksgiving. REI decided, oh, I said it was EMS, it's REI, sorry. Surprised the retail world with the decision to remain closed on Thanksgiving and Black Friday. We love that. They got a huge amount of publicity on that. They basically don't want to aggravate workers and family-minded consumers more than they already have. Target was inundated with angry comments on Monday after it posted Thanksgiving Day store hours. Very disappointed in Target and their lack of respect for family was a typical response. So, that families constitute Target's core shoppers, customers have mounted boycotts and launched Save Thanksgiving campaigns in the past to pressure the retailer to keep the day sacred and stay closed on the holiday. So basically what they're saying is families want family time. Nearly two out of three consumers say that they hate or dislike stores being open on Thanksgiving. That's not the question to ask. The question to ask is whether or not they'd shop on Thanksgiving. So they're saying no one really ever had to go shopping on Thanksgiving. And now, I mean, I'm getting emails constantly about Black Friday stuff and have been for like a week already. So Black Friday, especially on the Internet, happens starting in October. So they're basically saying, all right, enough is enough. Do you shop on Thanksgiving, Trev?
Absolutely not.
I don't shop on Black Friday. I stay out of stores on Black Friday. I had a friend who was with me last Thanksgiving and decided that I was going to hit Costco's because I was basically out of food. And I thought, well, okay, I'll go on Black Friday because I figured, and this person said, well, no, you know, we have to go really early because it'll be really crowded. You could bowl. If you ever want to go shopping at Costco's, go on Black Friday because nobody goes there. Apparently, you don't buy deals for other people at Costco as gifts. You may for yourself, but you don't do that on Black Friday. So if you ever need to go to Costco's, go go early on Black Friday because there's nobody there. You get the best service. People will carry you and your purchases. No, they won't carry. Well, just about. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.